Good morning, brethren. I want to thank you for being here this morning. Before I start, I ask that you would close your eyes so that we may be in spirit and meditate on this testimony. Paul said in Romans 6, 1 through 4, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." I want to thank you for coming to my burial this day. To begin, I will tell you that I am 19 years old. I come from a Hispanic family, and I've grown up all my life in Hanover Park. I was raised in a secular home with Roman Catholicism as a religion by tradition. To cut it short, we're not religious at all. It's just a label my family has used to identify their religious status. My parents have done an amazing job at raising me and my sister. As a child, I spent my time in the hospital because I got sick very often. Since then, me and my mother have a very warm affection toward each other. My dad is a very hard-working man. He's provided for our family in the most difficult of times. My parents both come from a line of farmers in Mexico. I have a 15-year-old sister who is very dear to me, yet since I became a Christian, she hates everything about me. As a child, I had a lot of friends in elementary school. I was just the average kid running around playing everywhere. I never felt alone as a child with all the friends I had. As I started growing up, I walked into middle school. There, things really started changing for me. The friends that I had either left to another school or rejected me. My two middle school years were very depressing. I felt so lonely, so afraid, non-existent. I was doing badly in school, and I was afraid to tell my parents the problems I was facing. My parents often call me a coward and fragile. They say that because I get sick very easy and because I'm always afraid of everything. They say I think too much about life. So I carried this depression all the way to my junior year of high school. I got tired of being depressed and lonely, so I started calling out on God. I was very angry at him, and I blamed him for all my life. At the end of my senior year, I made a decision that my last year in high school was just going to be completely different. So I thought on whatever solution I could find that would bring me a high social status, attention, friends, all that I wanted at the time. That which I felt would destroy this depression I was going through. So immediately after my junior year of high school, I got involved with fitness just so that I can achieve a physique that would get me what I wanted. I won't go too in-depth, but I will tell you that I became something that I wasn't. I managed to accomplish a physique in the first 3 months before school started that immediately made me feel and think differently. Things were changing around me, and I could see it everywhere. I remember clearly the first day that I walked in the gym class. Instantly, I saw people pointed towards me, and people just started talking about me. I heard things about me, and it was things that were positive in my eyes. This is what I had wanted. Immediately, the friends started coming in, the fake social status, the popularity, and something else, pride. Pride had robbed me the love that I had toward others. I was blind. You've heard this many times before, but pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. I felt so proud that I considered myself better than people who I thought would never be my friends. Due to my pursuit of a staring physique, I ended up in the hospital twice. I was harming my body, and my parents told me, but I just didn't want to hear it. I was so caught up in the world and in the vanity of this life. So I graduated and continued on this blind pursuit. until one day something happened that would just completely change the course of my life. Several months after my graduation, I was sleeping at night when I suddenly awoke at about 3 in the morning. I felt a horrible heart pain that scared me so much, I just thought I was going to die. I couldn't think about anything, just my life. When someone is so afraid that he feels life-threatened, he will grab hold on whatsoever he can to prolong his life. At that moment, I said this, God, if you're out there, save my life. If you save my life, I will give it to you. Within a split second, my pain was completely gone. It was just supernatural. I can't even explain it. I don't know what had just happened. I just sat up on my bed, just thinking of what had happened. I was just so afraid. I was more afraid of how the pain went away than of that heart attack. Or to be honest, I don't even know if it was a heart attack. It was just really horrible heart pain. I tried forgetting about it that whole month, but I just could not. In the 3 months following that event, I felt God telling me, stand up to your word. Around that time, something led me to purchasing a Bible. I just remember it very clearly. I walked into Barnes & Noble and I purchased a King James Version. That night I read from Genesis and I was immediately hooked. It's when I started reading the book of Matthew that I was literally broken. My heart was just shattered. I just started crying and worshiping Jesus. I felt so shameful and sorrowful because at that same moment I felt safe because I had accepted Jesus into my life. I fell to my knees and I just worshiped. I didn't know what worshiping was. I just thanked the Lord. I knew it was the Lord who healed me that night. I knew it was He who broke me down just so that He could bind me up. I was never alone. He'd always been with me. That day, I had a radical repentance. I remember weeping. I felt the profound love of God. It just completely overshadowed my presence. Jesus had been with me always. Fast forward 2 years. Today, I'm walking with the Lord. I am part of that city that is set up on a hill that cannot be hid. And I'm not turning back. I won't turn into a pillar of salt. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to His purpose. Guys, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ and He set me free. Who had saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. If there's anyone here who is not giving their lives yet to Jesus Christ, I have a message for you all. My Father said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What are you guys waiting for? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's waiting with open arms. Pilate said, what is truth? And I'll tell you the same. Do you recognize it when you hear it? Or how will you know if no man tells you? I'll tell you the truth right now. God loves you, and He gave His Son Jesus to die on the cross for you so that your sins would be washed away by His blood. And He's waiting for you to come and drink water, water of life. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Thank you.